Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Take cannons loaded and ready.
Ready.
Absolutely dominant on deep routes. Absolutely dominant on short
the
routes.
The boys are back, baby.
Excellent separation against man coverage.
This is Reception Perception, the show.
I want to get back to Ja'Marr Chase here, though. Okay, so 12 games he played, 87 receptions, broke 1,000 yards, had 9 touchdowns in just 12 games, which is crazy. 65% catch rate. As you mentioned, the threshold of 75% success rate versus man, 80% versus zone, 80% versus press. That's a threshold that you really look at, the 75, 80, 80 line in terms of, okay, this guy's got the goods. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this guy's got the goods and he's like a, again, we're talking about the best receivers in football. Those are the guys that do that. That's the 75, 80, 80 mark. Like those are the best of the best. You can't go back into the sortable database and see many guys that are doing that, though you wouldn't be like, yep, that's a stud right there. Like that's one of the dudes in the NFL. And by the way, what makes this absolutely crazy, you know, Ja'Marr Chase, the exact 75.3% success rate versus man, cleared 80% success rate versus zone and press, you know, in back-to-back seasons. In both years, the 9 route was his most frequently run route. Like,
yeah.
He is getting open at these levels. That is ridiculous. What we just talked about in the last segment where the 9 route has the lowest average success rate. Like people, the George Pickens stands are it's just because he runs all these go routes. It brings his success rates down. That's true. Ja'Marr Chase is running go routes at an insane and at the most, like the highest clip in terms of all of his routes. And he's still getting open at this level. It's just, it's nuts stupid. Stuff. And this past year too, like I know T. Higgins is a good player, but Ja'Marr Chase doubled on 19.2% of his sampled routes.
Good like, God.
They know
what?
They know who they know who the guy is in the offense, like the most dangerous player. Just, and that's actually the go route stuff is really cool because that was one thing from our conversation at the Super Bowl where I asked him like what his favorite route to run is, and he explained the terminology in the Bengals offense and it's basically like you sell the go route, sell, go, sell, go, sell, go, sell, go. And then you stop like it's like a little, basically a big curl route. And you see them bring that out all the time in the postseason, the Bengals do. So like you think about Ja'Marr Chase and these big plays in the regular season, then in the postseason, they've brought these like this route out where it's just like a stop route. And it's so hard to stop because teams are terrified of Ja'Marr Chase taking it over the top. That you play off, you play like it's going to be a deep route, and then he's able to snap that back. That's technique, route running, and deception. Like what makes a great receiver right there. So Chase, it's like you can't really talk about it enough. How insane that is.
Okay, so you talk about the usage, and that's really what I want to get into here. I've got some concern over his usage. You know, 25.5% of his routes were on nines. That's just astronomically high, right? Like anytime you start clearing 15%, that's just, it's crazy high. And to be at over 25%, that means more than one out of every four route is a nine. Bro, that's not good. You know what I'm saying? And then you mix that in with 21.7% route percentage on slants. So we're talking nearly half of all of his routes are either just go or slant. To me, that is the definition of lacking creativity. And when you look at what you've charted here, Matt, it's not that he can't do other things. I get it. If you have a limited player who, again, doesn't have the hips or the leg drive or whatever it might be, can't snap off at the very top of his at the top of the stem. That's not who we're talking about here with Ja'Marr Chase. This man can run every route. So to pigeonhole him 50% of his routes, either going long or on the slant, that's a criminal misuse of this man's talents.
Yeah, I totally get that. I would also just say too that him being that high of a go route rate, you know, like remember, I know you know this. I'm saying this to everybody else. Like I'm charting routes that all the routes that they run. So not the routes are getting targeted. So in these routes where these plays where Ja'Marr Chase is running that go route and he's being doubled at the high rate, you know, he's getting press coverage at that high rate that he is. He's pushing. They're clear out routes. He's pushing the defense back and opening things up for guys like T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd. And, you know, like Joe Burrow's
whatever tight end they got.
I was just going to say Joe Burrow's thrown some clutch passes to like Hayden Hurst last year. Trying to do it with old Irv Smith this year, you know. Samaje Perine, like people were talking about, wow, Samaje Perine really shined as a pass catcher last year. Yeah, I wonder why. Probably because the number one receiver is like pushing the defense completely this way, you know, two guys, and Samaje Perine's doing some stuff off in the flat here or whatever. So I do understand the point that like they can mix up the route tree, but it's also tough because, oh, by the way, that was all the, hey, this benefits other players. You know what's really benefits Ja'Marr Chase is when he runs the go route, gets open at 67.9% success rate on the nine route.
Correct.
And Joe Burrow drops that thing and like sticks the knife in your heart, you know? So they are very good on those go routes. I think they did take some steps towards the back half of the year. The Bengals did. And some of this is Burrow too. Like Burrow taking the steps to you know, Ja'Marr runs that go route and it's awesome, but I'm gonna check the ball down to the running back. I'm gonna check the ball down to the tight end, and I think the offense did get better for it. So, yeah, I hear your point. They could certainly, you know, mix him up on some dig routes and out routes and comeback routes, stuff like that. But that's always gonna be a big part of what the Bengals do in offense because they are very good at it.
I mean, I hear that, but at the same time, we just got done talking about Justin Jefferson, his versatility everywhere in the field and the fact that he's great everywhere in the field. Hey, listen, I understand you want to clear the field a little bit for some of your ancillary players, but you know what? You know when the offense is the best? When you throw to your best players. Okay.
Yeah, it's true.
Let's get Ja'Marr Chase the ball just a touch more. It's fine. Guys, it's fine if he gets 12 targets a game. If he gets 12 targets, that's fine. Okay. I understand. We're gonna clear the stuff out for T. Higgins and Boyd and what pick your tight end, right? That's fine. Okay. But let's get Ja'Marr Chase the ball. And I just think like when you watch the Bengals play. And I know a lot of Bengals fans are going to agree with me here. There's a lot of times when Ja'Marr Chase is just invisible because again, he's shifted the coverage over to his side. You talk about that high double team rate. Well, listen, it's so much easier to double team a guy when he's running a nine route. You know what I'm saying? Right. I mean, the NFL right now, Matt, is 100% geared towards stopping those boundary throws, right? Yeah. Cover two is absolutely trying to just snuff that out. Right. So I think for me, it's just kind of like, well, okay, well, why don't we run the post? Why don't we run a dig? You know, like let's run some of these cover two beaters and get Ja'Marr Chase the ball. That's just my concern, you know? And again, I get that he's great on the slant route. That's great. 21.7% of his routes don't need to be slants though, in my opinion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I get it. You want to get him some layup throws. That's fine. You and I are in total agreement about getting guys layup throws just to get them going. That's cool. You know, you're going to get the ball. Plus this guy after the catch, man, just unbelievable. You know what I mean?
Unbelievable. But, yeah. Yeah.
So I get that part, but I mean, let's just mix it up just a little bit, man. Let's get more creative. And you know what's crazy to me too, Matt? We're talking about the coaches here, right? Like Zach Taylor, Brian Callahan, the offensive coordinator for the Bengals. These guys are 40 years and younger, right?
Yeah,
Zach Taylor's a former quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get it. Like, they're running the most old school passing offense in the NFL. Just, you know, this is a throwback to 90s football, the way that they're deploying Ja'Marr Chase, which is just, I don't know. It just, to me, it doesn't make sense. Like, what is going on? You've got these young coaches. You've got Zach Taylor, who, by the way, when he played, he was a gunslinger too. You know what I'm saying? So I don't get it. What am I missing here? They're just not as creative as you would think that they are for two coaches that are 40 years and younger.
Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, they run like 989 so much in that offense, you know, which is basically just like our, like, we're going to dunk on you with our receivers because they're so good. I think that they have, I think your criticism about the Bengals coaching staff, that they're, you know, conservative or just kind of basic in their route designs and play calling, because we have play, they just know that they have players better than you. It can feel stale is not the right word, but it can leave you wanting more, basically, is kind of what we're coming to here. Again, I think they've gotten better about that, especially like this past postseason. I think they did get a little bit, they've gotten that more involved. And some of it's also the quarterback too. Like, I think we're talking about Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow have played together since the LSU days when they were doing this is what they were doing in college, like running empty and Ja'Marr Chase and at that time Justin Jefferson crazy just go dunk on everybody, and they did, you know, on the way to like a national championship, right. So
yep.
I think though it comes back to the player too with Ja'Marr Chase, which is this guy is capable of having like I think a 20 touchdown season at some point, you know.
Oh,
like he's capable of having like a 1800 yard season, you know, pushing like Justin Jefferson did last year. It's going to be a little bit more difficult because, you know, Justin Jefferson's running routes with old man Adam Thielen and like KJ Osborne. And again, Ja'Marr Chase is going to be playing with T. Higgins probably for the long term here. I think they get all these three guys signed to an extension. So how are we going to get like an 180 target season from Ja'Marr Chase? Well, again, eventually Tyler Boyd's not going to be their slot receiver. Eventually they're going to have this like Joe Burrow rehabilitation tight end tour is going to, you know, not work out 1 year or something like that. Their slot receiver, you know, might be like Charlie Jones in a few years. And yeah, at that point we could someday look at a 180 target season for Ja'Marr Chase. And in that scenario, they are going to have to mix up like the route combinations and the pre-snap deployment, even though they do a pretty good job at the pre-snap deployment part of it with Ja'Marr Chase, like that will be a big part of it when that time comes in the next few years.
Okay. By the way, all the after catch and contested catch statistics and stuff not shown generally on the player profiles when you go to receptionperception.com. This is why you need a Prime membership to see the sortable data. I'm pushing the sortable data, Matt, and you know this. People don't go to the sortable data enough, man.
Know,
like we see the stats and you're like, okay, I get it. You want to see the profiles, you want to see the write-ups. I totally understand that, but you got to follow that up with some of the sortable data as well. So I would encourage our users who are currently on the site, go check out the sortable data. I think you will be surprised. And honestly, if you're just a stat head and just a nerd of football in general, it's like, that's the kind of stuff that you like dig in and be like, oh, this is interesting. This is interesting. You know what I mean? So I'm just pushing the users to that area of the site, by the way. So go check it out.
I'm quite literally begging them to go to the sortable table. I'm quite literally begging people on Twitter today, like this offseason, my main thing has been stop looking at the colors of the route chart. I get it. It's a good thing.
Right.
Please stop screenshotting the route chart and like just saying one word take about a player. I hesitate ever saying anything about this on Twitter, because it's like, does it really matter? But like, no. Does it really matter? No, but it's like your take about the colors of the route chart might be not true, like might not be right, like but so read the profiles, go to the sortable tables. There's so much more, like the whole point of reception perception, why I've always fought back against, like, you know, people like, well, you should distill this all down to one number, you know, one grade or something like that. And by the way, I want to at some point come out with, well, I'm not going to do that, but like, I do want to come out with like my NFL wide receiver rankings on the site, but it's not going to be because it's not going to be taking all the data points and mashing them into one grade. Like the point of reception perception is to take all this data into context with each other.
Exactly.
And that's why it's all there. Not just more red, bad, more green, good on the freaking route charts. So I know it's like the route charts are good marketing. It's good stuff. They're good. But come on, man. Like, it's why we bust our ass to put the stuff all out there on the site. So do more than just look at their colors, and definitely go to the sortable data tables where there's like so much untold stuff there that we don't focus on a lot.